When floodwaters crested along the Merrimack River before the new year, they topped historic records not seen since the flood of 1982. As St. Louis Public Radio's Dury Buscarin reports, the two floods have more in common than just their heights.
For St. Louisans like historian Dave Lobig, memories from the flood of 82 are seared into the mind.
Well, houses being flooded out to like the second story. That's what I really remember, and people being evacuated from houses and boats.
Even though a lot of floods look pretty similar, 1982 was a rare winter event, just like in 2015. Both occurred during an El Nino, and both were concentrated on the lower end of the Merrimack River, downstream from Sullivan.
There were 6 people died, yeah. There were 3,000 severely damaged residences, 700 residences were completely destroyed, and there were like 18,000 people driven out of their homes.
That included the permanent evacuation of the town of Times Beach due to dioxin contamination. In this last flood, 25 people died in Missouri and Illinois. Early damage estimates for the St. Louis region say 7,000 structures were affected. At the National Weather Service office, hydrologist Mark Fuchs found a rainfall report from 1982, a paper he remembers thumbing through and going, wow, wow.
Well, in many respects, it was very similar. 5 to 8 inches is a pretty good guesstimate as to how much they had to trigger that record flooding. Not terribly unlike what we had a few days after Christmas.
And as recovery continues along the Merrimack, those who study these floods say it's time to take a deeper look at how we live in accord with our rivers. I'm Dury Buscarin, St. Louis Public Radio.